This podcast is brought to you by DKP & Co. Chartered Accountants. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
In the studio with us to take a look at the game is Ariel Kassa and Jovana Vukovic. How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Very good. Very good.
Good. Welcome back to the studio. You guys have both been in before, so it's your second time back. So.
Yep. We're pros now.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. Only one of us? Well, you're probably
She's already bullying me.
Well, you probably know what you're doing more so than I do, so that's definitely a big tick. But we got plenty to talk about tonight, so we're going to have a chat about, obviously, the weekend, an unfortunate thing, the elephant in the room, that we will chat about very shortly. And also, it's just about the halfway point of the season, so we'll do a bit of a mid-season review, take a look at how the club's going, how the team's going, and do a little bit of a preview of the second half. But sort of first things first, jumping into it, it was a 6-2 win on the weekend. But, you know, the elephant in the room is when we read out the result, the fact that we scored 6, but West Point scored 2. So that is the first time that we've conceded a goal this year, and we actually conceded 2. So tell us a bit about the game and obviously about those 2 goals in particular.
By halftime, it was actually 2-2.
Yep.
Which was really a stressful time for us.
So we went up 2-0. Up 2-0 initially,
so
right?
Here's
how it happened. Let me tell you.
Right.
So yeah, we scored 2 goals just in open play. We were just
2
pretty
proper goals.
Yeah, we were dominating.
Did you get some assists on that?
She assisted also.
I actually got 7 assists.
Wow.
In this game.
Oh, did you? I think I know where we're going with this. Yep.
Basically, we were 2-0 up. The ref
gave them
a couple of dubious calls, but so they got a penalty, handball in the box. Stepped up to take the penalty. Tried to do a little bit of a red mane, the old wiggles, but didn't work. They scored. That was the first goal that we conceded. Thankfully, because the second goal was an absolute shocker that I let through. It was just a simple back pass to me, and I just fresh aired it.
Yeah, and it just I'll never let you live that down.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't gotten more stick from the girls about it. I'm usually giving them a lot for the goals that they miss. I was pretty angry at halftime because it happened just before halftime, and then to go into the change rooms 2-2 at halftime, it was deflating for me. But as a team, I think we all responded like in the best possible way, obviously, to and then go out and score another 4 goals. And obviously for me to assist another 4 goals.
She definitely made up for the mistake.
Yes,
But like at halftime, even though we were all really shocked by the fact that mistake had happened and you were obviously a bit upset. And
throw the penalty on top of that as well.
Yeah, which is
just a bit of bad luck in there.
Yeah, like, hadn't conceded all year, and then it's like a penalty and we're like, oh, damn. And I kind of thought in my head, what if we just get really disappointed and then we don't come back second half? Like, I was a bit worried, but we just got out there and just smashed another 4 goals and we're like, yep.
Yeah, I guess it's been the whole sort of season, week on week, it's sort of been building, wondering how we're going to respond, when we do concede. And I guess conceding from penalty is not such a, as a goalkeeper, that's the only time I consider it to not be my fault. I'm pretty harsh on myself, but, to then concede the way I did for the second goal, it was, so deflating for me. Just the girls just got around me up to their absolute credit.
Yeah, everyone was really supportive, I think we just thought, we all make mistakes, but it's not going to cost us the whole game. So we made sure it didn't.
So what actually changed at halftime? Was it just a mentality shift? Was it a tactical tweak? Was it a combination of things?
I think that we just had the right atmosphere going. Like, all of us were just being really positive. I think I remember in the change rooms talking at halftime, instead of, I feel like other clubs I've been at or the way other people would approach it is like they'd be like really harsh on on Ariel or something, or they'd be like, oh, you're all doing something wrong. But instead, we're all sitting in the change rooms just going, come on, girls, like, let's stay positive. And I think we just, because we stayed positive, we just went out there and, like, second half, we were like, we have plenty of time to make sure that we don't actually lose. Like, so what? We conceded. Like, it's brilliant that we didn't concede for this long, but we've got to be realistic. Like, we're not robots.
Well, it's still very impressive, you know, making it through eight games without
still being undefeated is, you know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable to...
And that's what's really important. So, you know, we conceded two goals, but we weren't just going to be like, nah, this is over. Like, we're going to win.
So overall then, were you happy with the with the performance from this particular game? Or
personally, I'm not. I'm never happy. Like, if I concede one goal, I'm just, you know, not in a good mood till, you know, the following week when I get to, I guess...
She did some great saves. I'm just going to say it because she won't say it because she's out of it. She should be happy.
But, yeah, look, I'm so happy with how the team performed. I, you know, couldn't say anything more about the team performance. And I think at halftime, you know, there were a few tactical changes that, you know, Sean tried to, you know, get into us in terms of how we should play with the ref, because he was calling a lot of free kicks. It was sort of stop and start. And I don't know whether that had anything to do with the new handball rule that's being brought in. But I think that's it.
It seems to be news to Branson.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the new handball rule?
Like, it's a bit of I guess trying to clarify.
Seems to have made it more confusing.
Is it getting rid of the ball to hand thing?
Not quite. I'm not actually confident that it is currently. I think it's supposed to be implemented next season, but maybe the referees have seen it.
I think it was from June 1. I think it was actually supposed to be.
Okay, there you go.
Well, shows what I think I'm the only one in the state league that knows about it. I'd like to keep up to date with the rules.
I don't know if anyone really understands what handball is anymore. It's just been...
I definitely don't. Not after that game, but...
Well, at least you play the one position where you can use your hands, so you don't have to worry about it too much, so that's a bonus. So just one more question about the result. Do you think that was the toughest game we've played so far?
For me personally, yeah. I thought, at the end of the game, I was like, wow, that was definitely our toughest game, but... It just, the way we celebrated afterwards was, like, because it was such a tough game, because the other team was really physical and it was just really intense. We were just so, like, we were over the moon about the result and how we came back in the second half, because it was so tough, the whole 90 minutes. Like, yeah, it was a really intense game. I think everyone would agree. But I think it made everyone play really great too. Like, some of the girls were just... fire. It was amazing to watch. So very good game.
So were you expecting that level of physicality? I mean, we kind of talked it up as a bit of a grudge match beforehand.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect it to be that bad, but it was definitely a very physical game. And you just had to not let those things get to you. I think we just played our game and we were like, no, we shouldn't stoop to the other team's level. Just play the way we play. And I think we're starting to gel together really well now. So, like, with each game, we're playing better and better. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with it.
Well, the result brings us to the halfway point of the season. And, you know, so far it's been a pretty darn good season, despite, you know, that streak coming to an end. So, I mean, taking a look at it, I mean, we sit on top of the table. We've got eight wins from all eight games mm-hmm. that we've played so far this season. Yep. We've got a whopping 55 goals for and only two goals against. We sit 6 points clear of Kyneton District in second place. I mean, could the start of the season gone any better than it has?
I don't think it. It's pretty hard to beat that. I think, you know, the only thing we could have done was score more goals, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing that it's, like, 55 goals, like you said, because there was, like, it was a bit harder at the start of the season, like, because we weren't gelling together probably as well as we are now to put those goals away. We could have probably scored a bit, like, a few more. There was, like, a few games that were, like, 1-0, 2-0, and now it's starting to get really... Yep. Like, it's like 13-0 and stuff. So there could have been more. There could have been 70 goals.
Well, I mean, with an entirely new team, you can't expect to hit the ground, you know, completely full pelt.
I thought we were gelling from the start. But, so I think, you know, moving forward, obviously it's going to be hard to, because personally, you know, I always look at, you know, what the first half round results have been. Mm. And then I obviously, you know, personally, I try to beat those results in the second half moving forward. Yep. So, I mean, I don't know how I'm going to, would I have to just keep a clean sheet for the remainder of the season? I'm not sure, but. Maybe a few more assists, I guess.
That assist tally is going to be right assist. Up there now. But yeah, what is it? 55 goals scored, 56 assists now?
Yeah, yeah. 57 assists if we're counting that shocker on the weekend. Yeah.
So what do you reckon the biggest positive has been so far this season? Taking a look at, you know, all the games on a whole, what's been the biggest takeaway from it?
In terms of my biggest positive, it's not necessarily something on the pitch. It's off the pitch, and it's, you know, on Sunday after our game, we actually had a whole movie session with the junior girls as well, some of the junior girl parents, and it was just so fun. Like, it was a bit of a dodgy movie, but it was like so fun just, you know, chilling with the junior girls, and I think that's, you know, one of the biggest positives for me, just having that environment where we can, you know, where we have, you know, young girls looking at us as if we're role models. And to me, that's something that's just next level. I mean, I never thought that I would be a role model on the pitch or off the pitch, you know, kind of for anyone, but here I am. I've got girls coming up to me, high-fiving me, that kind of thing. So to me, that's my biggest, by far my biggest positive this season.
Yeah. I think for me, it's definitely just the environment. Like I said, other clubs I've been at, it was always just missing that kind of, like, I didn't feel like I was on the same page with the girls, but it just feels like we're all equally dedicated and we're all just so happy every time we win, and it's just really, there's just a good vibe going, and I love that. So
talking about, you know, your time at other clubs a little bit, you know, how does Avondale differentiate to where you've played previously?
Just the, like, effort and commitment that the club shows to our team, like, with everything. I just feel like the promises that are made, like, everyone actually follows through with it. And even with, like, the girls' attendance at training, other clubs I've been at, it's like by the middle of the season, by this time of the season, it would always be, like, dropping off, or, like, training's boring now, or, like, no one goes, like... the coach would stop caring or something. But this is very much like the coach cares 100%. The girls are always there. Everyone wants to win, all, like, equally. So it's just really nice to see. I think that's what makes it unique.
I mean, we were talking about club culture a bit with, you know, James and Phil, who were in here before. I mean, what is that culture like in the team? Because from what you're saying, it seems like that was pretty crucial in, you know, turning it around at halftime on the weekend.
Yeah, I'd say it was a big part
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, having a coach that sort of respects us, you know, and just tries to...
Trust us.
Yeah, he trusts us to turn it around, you know. He gives us feedback when needed, but above that, you know, it goes right up through the board. You know, we know that the board and the committee, they've all got our backs. And that's, you know... I guess we've all met all of the board members, all the committee members, and I guess at other clubs, you never necessarily had that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a big, big difference coming into Avondale for sure.
What about the connection between the senior women's team and the junior girls team? Tell us a little bit about that, because you mentioned that you've had, what was it, a movie night? What movie did you watch?
Very cute movie night.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was Back of the Net. I think it's an Aussie movie, I guess. Bit of a...
It was one of those,
I don't know, like, if I've seen that one. I'm not too sure.
I think it's just come out at the movies, or maybe straight to video. I don't know.
You're so mean. No, it's just like one of those cute little, like, very teenage sort of...
I don't think it was. I think it's pre-teens, really.
It was 12-ies, definitely.
Okay, but you know, so there's, you know, that sort of
cute
function, and you know, so
like we're all together having a laugh, you know, and then
And I mean, look, even this weekend, obviously we've got a bye this weekend, but we're hoping to, because obviously a lot of the weekends we do get around to the men's game, but we're hoping, I guess, a few of us can get around to the junior games. Which is something, obviously, having our games on the Sunday as well as the junior girls, we haven't managed to do much. So that's definitely something we want to do, because we do see the little ones pop up
here and there at our games,
yeah.
Which is always good. You know, they're always cheering and clapping. So I do try to keep my cool during the games because of them, but yeah.
Well, you mentioned the junior girls games and you mentioned the fact that you guys have a bye. So what are you going to get up to this weekend? Try to get to some of those junior games? Any other crazy plans or?
Well, not with you. I'll be hanging out with the other.
Joe's actually, tell them what you're doing.
But, oh, I'm going overseas. So I'll be leaving
just for the weekend or?
No. I'm going to Europe. So I'll be gone for 2 months.
Wow.
So.
I'm staying, though. I'm staying. Don't worry about that.
All the more reason I gave it everything I had on the last game because I knew it was my last game. And it's going to be a shame to miss. I think I'll be missing like 6 games and then I'll be back for the end. You know, the
back
exciting
at,
part.
Yeah, back
I'll
at
be
the
back
crucial
for the.
Time.
Yep.
Well, so just take.
I'm missing that.
So taking a look at the weekend, obviously you guys have a bye, but the girls' teams are in action. The under nines are taking on Point Cook. The under tens will be taking on Williamstown. The 12s will be taking on the Melton Phoenix, and the 14s taking on Keilor Park.
So just before we get into our look ahead to the men's game, do you have any advice for the Matildas? Because, you know, they're struggling a little bit and you guys have been in great form. I mean, what?
You can take the reins. Yeah. I know you're bursting to say something.
After the movie night, we actually hung back and we watched the Matildas game. I'm a huge Matildas fan. You know, I've watched a lot of games. Tried to avoid Twitter for the last couple of days.
She had like her Matildas top on.
I had a, meltdown.
Like, this was like 100 and something bucks. And I was like, right.
It's embarrassing to me. So, yeah, look. I just can't.
Well, it's
tough. Pass it to Kerr. That's my
fear. A tough loss, you know, in particularly conceding that goal right at the end, you know, is a clumsy free kick to give away. I'm not convinced it was a free kick.
No, it wasn't a free kick. But, we got one ridiculous one up the other end 1 minute beforehand, so I can't really complain.
I actually saw it was a 95th minute winner, which coincidentally was same minute as the 2006 penalty.
It was a repeat. She did the same celebration as well. It was just. She did the. Francesco Totti.
It was.
Brutal. I died inside.
It was pretty brutal.
I hadn't noticed that, so I'm now dying inside. Lies.
This is why you should avoid Twitter.
That's great.
Well, it's still two more group games to go. So fingers crossed they get a result against Brazil. And congratulations on a fantastic first half of the season to date. Enjoy your bye weekend and best of luck for the rest of the campaign.
Thanks, lads.
Thank you.
So the men's team predictions for Sunday taking on South Melbourne at Lakeside.
Yep, Sunday I reckon, well, it's going to be a bit of a tough game. I mean, you mentioned how South Melbourne have been doing, bit of a resurgence. I am going for, I'm going to say 2-1 win. I reckon we'll win 2-1 my prediction.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say 3-1 win for Avondale, but I think you just got to shut down that Jerry Salados. He's been in great form, so maybe man mark him or something.
Well, and Peter Skopidis, you know, came across scored on the weekend.
Good signing.
But what did Jimmy say before? He said before that the boys were due for a 6-0, 7-0, so you never know. That might get a rollout
on the
weekend.
Somebody is going to cop one in the next few weeks. I don't know if it'll be South or one of the teams down the line, but they're creating a lot of chances. It's just about putting those chances in the back of the net.
Yeah, and just one last mention as well. Our junior boys team also have a bye this week. So bye for the junior boys, bye for the women's team, but the men's team and the junior girls teams are all in action as well.
Branson, thank you for your company tonight, and thank you to all of our guests who've made it all the way into the studio. Well, we'll be back at the same time next week on Avenger Radio, but from me, Josh Parrish, and Branson Gibson here, it is goodbye for now. Avenger Radio on FNR, Football Nation Radio.